Blog Talk Radio.
You know the drill. Welcome to the post-apocalyptic show, the Aftermath Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your host, Will Coy. This week, I'm going to concentrate on a particular TV series. It's actually a children's TV series produced back in the 1970s. It was actually broadcast back in 1975 on the BBC network. And this is a pretty interesting little gem that I kind of found by accident, just, going through a lot of different shows in the past that deal, along the post-apocalyptic theme. And I'd have to say the show is called The Changes. And I have to admit, I hadn't even heard about it or really read anywhere on the last, the last couple of years that I've been researching a lot of different, all the different programming out there, shows and that have been put out on TV or on film, out in the theaters. And I've seen many different lists that have been broken down in the post-apocalyptic genre. And I can't say that I've ever seen this, this series, highlighted before, so this was kind of an interesting little find. It precedes about a year, or really came out the same season as the Survivors, the Terry Nation Survivors TV series came out on the BBC. It actually has a pretty interesting little post-apocalyptic theme. Now, though it's a made for TV series, children's series, I'd have to say that it's we say children's, it's probably mainly because the storyline is not as harsh, it's not in your face. Even though it's a post-apocalyptic drama, it doesn't show any a lot of violence and a lot of horrible scenes. It really concentrates on the drama and on a young girl who's lost from her family. And let me just read some of the background. And I'm getting this off of Wikipedia. And this is the only place I really could find any really write up on it. And I was reading this a couple times. This gives you a pretty good synopsis, the plot of the series. So let me just start off by reading this first. It says here. The Changes possess a Britain where a sudden enveloping noise emanating from all machinery and technology causes the population to destroy them. The resulting upheaval displaces many people and reverts society back to a pre-industrial age where there is a deep suspicion of anyone who may be harboring machinery. Even though the words for technology are taboo, the remnants of modern technology that escaped destruction produce a physical and sometimes violent repulsion among those left in Britain. The Changes are seen through the eyes of a teenage schoolgirl, Nikki Gore, played by Victoria Williams, and the 10-part series. Originally broadcast every Monday from January 6th to March 10th, 1975, traces Nikki's quest to reunite with her parents and solve the mystery. The serial's theme echoes contemporaneous adult drama series Survivors, in which a small group of British people attempt to survive the annihilation of the world's population by disease. Despite its modest budget, The Changes was noted for its extensive location filming in Bristol, the Forest of Dean, and Sharpness. Its original premise, downbeat tone, and chic characters make it an acclaimed example of 1970s British television. I'll stop right there. It really does have a very, you know, BBC, you know, British television feel to it. You know, when you first even look at it, you know right off the bat that it's even you can probably even look at it right off the bat, if not knowing the time or the decade, you know, the 1970s. But it is a very, very beautifully shot series, and some of the locations that they're filmed at really represent them well on the screen. Now, this is set as my YouTube video of the week, and obviously this is on the link there on the Blog Talk website there at the Aftermath Show, so you can just click right there and go right to it. And you can find all 10 episodes on the YouTube. These were uploaded by Willie, goes by Willie Getaways, and he has several other different series from BBC on there. But he has all 10 episodes. There's 10 episodes broken down. Each episode's roughly about 3 parts, averaging about 9 minutes. Usually the last part is a little bit less, about 5 to 4 minutes long. And you can click that directly. That'll start you on the first episode, the first episode is called The Noise. Now, I read the kind of background. Let me kind of go into the actual apocalypse, what happens. And it's pretty interesting. I like this this story where all of a sudden one day, electronics, the machines, you know, example of the cars. Now, we're talking 1970s, so they're not PCs in the home. Obviously, there are no cell phones lying around. But the TVs, you know, your radios, you know, like I said before, the cars, tractors, the lawnmower, anything that's mechanical or buzzing that can make noise, it starts emitting this the sound that disturbs everybody, you know, the people, and to the point when I say disturb, they almost go insane. They almost go, you know, just crazy with rage, and they just start destroying everything. I mean, well, not everything, but all of the machines and all the electronics. And once, you know, this lasts, apparently, it seems like over a couple of days, as people are just destroying, you know, all the machinery, and then things start subsiding a little bit. The noise kind of withers away. The people kind of get their senses back together. And afterwards, the aftermath, you know, they're left. There's no machine. And they, even when they go towards any machine that hasn't been destroyed already, it still emits this terrible sound that causes this, you know, this response, you know, to destroy them, the machines. And so they're kind of, you know, everything is, you know, this is, you know, it's obviously set in Britain, and everything there apparently, and it appears that this is happening all around the world, not just in Britain, but it appears that, well, not appears, but then everything is kind of brought back to almost like a pre-industrial age where, you know, everybody's just, where, you know, just, you know, farming, you know, with just basic, with hand tools, you know, the hose, you know, your old garden, you know, old school farming, and transportation. People are using horses and cart. So it's a pretty interesting little dynamic, you know, storyline, you know, where, you know, we're not talking about a nuclear war, you know, atomic, you know, terrorism, or, you know, or a biological, or, you know, a virus, aliens, or comet, you know, natural cause destruction of the planet. But we're talking, you know, in a sense, just a, where, you know, just everybody just goes incensed or enraged at the machines and just start destroying them. And it's, that's just, you know, just a little bit different, you know, premise than most other movies that we've seen in the post-apocalypse genre. And I know lately, or a couple of years ago, Stephen King wrote a book called The Cell, which, but that's a little bit different, though, you know, because people get a signal, a pulse through their, you know, they break through their through their phones, and they start. But I don't want to go too. But that was that's kind of just a. I was trying to find something that was similar to this type of post-apocalyptic series, but really nothing really comes really jumps out at me because you know most of the post-apocalyptic genre, you know, as I said, you know, I gave you the five main ones, you know, as far as you know some kind of you know. The nuclear war, you know, set for a viral infection, something along those lines. So, you know, it was a little different, and it made it pretty interesting because once, you know, once well, first of all, our main character again is Nikki Gore. Now she gets separated from her family, and her family apparently have taken off because they couldn't find her initially, and it's kind of really chaotic after the aftermath of what's happened, and they travel on to, or trying to go to France, and basically the whole series is mainly Nikki trying to find her parents. So she's traveling outside. She goes out of the city, starts traveling in the countryside, and then she runs into she first befriends a band of Sikhs who are pretty interesting little storyline there in the first couple of series with them. And they protect her, and they she kind of has a bit of you know some drama trying to help them trade and survive, you know, with the band of Sikhs, which are not very welcome with the villagers outside on the countryside, and that kind of brings kind of interesting difference also. Well, not difference, but an aspect of the series is a lot of the villagers, the countryside, take the what's happened with the machines as a sign or something from God that the machines are bad. And so in some of the villages, there's this kind of emergence of, you know, real old-time, you know, like with witches and you know, very, you know, they, you know, this is God's will, and so anybody who can, you know, could talk to the machines or the machines, or they don't have any problem with them, must be witch or bad or something. So there's, and there's some interesting storylines with that happened. And but it's a very, very interesting series, and obviously I highlighted it this week because I haven't seen anything quite like it before. And it was quite nice to, you know, to go to YouTube and actually, you know, get to see the whole series. And that's, you know, another reason, you know, I encourage you to check it out. You can go right up to YouTube. You're not going to just be able to see just the first or second or third episode. You'll find all 10 there. And, you know, again, it, you know, although I would say, you know, it is, like I said before, a children's science fiction post-apocalyptic series. You know, the drama in it is still pretty good. As a matter of fact, I would care, you know, kind of compare it, if you know, at least as far as story, not storyline, but as far as you know, something on the line of like Logan's Run TV series, which I highlighted last week. There's not a lot of violence, not a lot, but it's a lot of interesting television, a lot of interesting drama storylines, a little bit of adventure in it. So, you know, I think if you give it a shot. And if you check out the first episode, you'll probably like it. So, you know, definitely, I'd encourage you to check it out over at YouTube. Another interesting thing was that I'd found was as I was looking through this was because I'm trying to get some episodes here on the original Survivors, and as we know, the new remake of the Survivors. Is coming out on BBC America. Now we don't know still yet a date on that, but that'll be coming out hopefully here at the end of the year or the first of next year. And but you know some of the 70s the BBC you know with changes Survivors, but there was another series or was a mini series that actually came out. Now this was in the 1990s, actually 1999, The Last Train, and I'm trying to get a copy of that right now, so I'd like to and go over that. Where in that miniseries, I believe that was actually broadcast on ITV, 1999, called The Last Train, in which train goes into this tunnel, and which causes actually there's a comet that's going to strike the Earth, and there's a scientist, and she basically puts a she's able somehow to put everybody in the train into cryogenic stasis, or puts everybody in cryo sleep for a certain amount of time, months, maybe a year. I can't remember the exact amount of time, but it's a good amount of time from the time when they enter this tunnel, this train, till they're on the train. There's some kind of, I believe, the comet hits, or there's something that happens to the train, and that causes, again, like I said, for everybody to go to sleep. And then when they come out of their sleep months or a year later, they walk into, basically from all the little pictures that I have seen and what I've read, this post-apocalyptic Britain where, you know, and some of the pictures I've seen, some of the screenshots are really good, some of the sets. So looking forward to hopefully getting a copy of that here very shortly and talking about that also with you. But, you know, I'm big on the series, again, The Survivors, and as I just said just a moment ago, I'm getting some copies of it right now to speak, so I'm really looking forward to checking it out. And I don't know if you can upload those at YouTube or not, but I was seriously thinking as I was watching this, because there's not any episodes on YouTube of the 70 series Survivors. Actually, probably couldn't, because they actually just put out a new DVD set back in 2003. So I guess there probably would be some copyright problem. But a show like The Changes, you know, this is 75. You know, what I've read about, even the some post-showings of this, it's only twice that it's even been shown again. It's not on DVD. It's not on VHS. So that's another interesting little facet about it. Like I said, a little gem, that's why I call it. Because you're just not going to find it, even if you wanted to buy a copy of it. So, and if it, you know, as I said, if you can, you know, the quality at YouTube is not the best, but it's not so much just the YouTube, but the person who uploaded or who was able to record the episodes, it looks almost as if it was taken from an old VHS copy somebody made probably years ago, you know. So, you know, it's not the best quality, but it's still pretty interesting, still pretty good. And you still get a good feel of, like I said, for the scenery, the shots they made out in the English countryside. And, you know, as I was looking at this, you know, I was trying to think to myself when I first read it, man, a post-apocalyptic British children's TV series. And, you know, the only thing I could think of that came to some comparison to it was back in the 70s, we did have a show called The Ark 2, which I still remember as a child. And I believe that was a series for, it only lasted about one season, I believe, maybe two, but I believe just one. And it touched on it real lightly. In that show, it was basically, you know, they showed right at the right as the credits, the beginning of the show, it just showed a kind of brief description or highlighted what happened to the Earth, and it just says some kind of like cataclysmic natural, if I remember right, decay of society due to, I guess, pollution. Back in those days, pollution, you know, the environment. I think that was what really the cause was for it. And you can see that the credits for that or the beginning of the show at YouTube. It's only a couple of minutes, but if you put in ARC 2, you can find that at YouTube. In that one, it was basically set in the future, and as I said before, just kind of at the credits, it just tells you what happened, and then the ARC 2 is this vehicle, kind of almost like the Landmaster vehicle. I'm not sure it's the same. It might be the same vehicle. I'm not sure, but the Landmaster vehicle from Damnation Alley, and in the ARC 2, they basically are, you know, riding, traveling around. you know, this post-apocalyptic Earth, basically, you're trying to, well, basically, they're scientists. They're scientists in this arc. They're scientists, and that kind of goes back to the old 70s premise I talked about last episode. In the 70s, there was a lot of these where scientists would come in and they would save the day, and since that's what Arc 2 was, a group of scientists venture out of their wherever they were hunkered in when the decay of man happened and the apocalypse, and they emerged centuries later or you know, years later, and now they're trying to rebuild, society, order, and basically, helping people, saving people, and helping villages with all, different because society's gone basically very primitive in the post-apocalyptic world of the Arc 2 after this environmental apocalypse. So anyhow, that's the Arc 2. I don't want to get too far in there because I don't even have anything kind of go into it. But that kind of gives you a description of, a children's show that was here in the U.S. during the same time. And here we have the changes. And, the Arc 2 probably, now looking at it, probably would be kind of, because it was a Saturday morning show, it's kind of, maybe really is geared more to children, even though more, family kind of entertainment. Changes, I'd say, it's still a children's show, but I would argue that it may be, probably upper teenage, really, young adults is probably more geared to this than I would say, your regular 10-year-old kid back in those days or even today. So, and I guess what I'm, my point is basically the drama in it is pretty good. Like I said, you compare it to any kind of like a family show that you normally watch. But that doesn't diminish the post-apocalyptic nature of the show, and it's the storyline, and the backdrops. It's pretty interesting, especially that first episode called The Noise, when the people start destroying all the machines, and there's a lot of running around chaos scenes shown in it, and cars and stuff laying around and everything, and so they really set it up pretty nice. How they begin the series. So so that's really the only thing I could really compare it to, as I said, to anything of a children's show, would be, again, Arc 2. The series that came out that same time, The Survivors, again, as I talked about, it's to me, it's one of the best that's ever put out there, and must have been pretty interesting. You can almost see some of the. I wonder if when Terry Nation was doing this, he didn't see the changes, and maybe was not so much inspired, had a sense how some of the survivors, how it would eventually look on television. It's kind of an interesting, One kind of wonders, because Terry Nation was, when he thought of the show The Survivors, BBC, and when you get the episodes in the series, they're pretty intense, they're pretty good, pretty good storylines. So that'll wrap it up there. That's the YouTube video of the week, The Changes. It's a British children's post-apocalyptic serial. Filmed back in 73, it was broadcast in 1975. Excuse me, there are 10 episodes of the series. You can find all 10 episodes at YouTube. You can find the initial and first, the pilot episode, The Noise, and my link at on my Blog Talk Radio webpage. Or you can go to the Aftermath Show on Blogspot. You can also see my link there. You'll see also some links and the some YouTube videos of the credits there on my blog, so definitely check it out. I wanted to talk a little bit about last week, but we're not going to really have much time, about some of the pros and cons about the making of The Road. Probably going to highlight that here come next Tuesday, the 27th, as we gear a little bit closer to the month of November and the November 25th release of The Road, which is just a little over a month now. So, and I'm going to probably really dedicate a couple of weeks before, maybe more, to the movie and kind of go right back into the book a little bit and what we expect in the movie. Because from everything we're hearing right now, John Hillcoat and is it Penn Hall? I believe his name is Penn Hall. Sorry, I don't have his name right in front of me. But the screenwriter was really faithful to the book, and obviously that bodes well for the movie. I think for any of the post-apocalyptic fans and fans, obviously, of the book. So we'll definitely highlight the Road coming up. Real quickly. A lot of news here on the video game front. Obviously, a big fan of Fallout 3. But right now, just in the last few weeks, online, they've rolled out a new multiplayer platform game, post-apocalyptic game called Fallen Earth. And I believe I've got the link is on my Blog Talk Radio site. You can also just Google or go look at Fallen Earth. It might even be FallenEarth.com. But you can find that online if you're interested in checking that out. And a new game that just came out actually today, the 20th, for the 360 and I believe the PlayStation 3. It's called Borderlands. It's a post-apocalyptic game set on another off-world, another world. A lot of the trailers for it, screenshots, look pretty amazing. So we'll see how we'll follow that as that debuts here this week, because the console games are being sold today, coming out today, and in the next couple of days, the Windows version should be coming out. So we'll see how the reaction is with post-apocalyptic game users out there are of Borderlands. Well, that's going to end it this week here. Again, I encourage you to check out The Changes, a children's post-apocalyptic BBC series from 1975. I'm sure you'll find it an interesting little gem, one you won't find on any DVD, VHS store shelves. So this is, if you've never heard of it or seen it, this is your chance to check out the series. Appreciate you listening here to the Aftermath Show. Your host here, Will Coy. We'll see you next week, and appreciate you listening again. And we'll see you next Tuesday. You have a great day. Bye. Yeah. Yeah.